This podcast is part of the Podcast Arcade Network.
Mega, making Eternia great again! I am Eddie, Prince of Daydream Destruction Manual and defender of the Podcast Arcade. This is Carl, my goat-kicking friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic microphone and said, by the power of podcasts, I have the power!
I have the power too!
Carl became the mighty Goat Kicker, and I became E-Man, the most podcasty man in the universe! Only three others share this secret. Our friends, the Podcastress, Jeff at Arms, and Dorko. Together we defend the Podcast Arcade from the evil forces of boredom. Mega!
Welcome to a brand new episode of Make Eternia Great Again. This is Eddie.
This is Jeff.
And on today's thrilling episode, we take to the skies.
Dun dun dun.
You know, I maybe said that out of ignorance because I don't remember seeing this character fly. He's got a dad bod.
He does. He's rocking the dad bod.
The dragon dad bod.
Yeah.
Yeah. The character who has an affinity for clothes that only cover the top of his head, Granimir. He's like, no, no, keep your shoes, keep your pants. I'm wearing a hat.
I'm solid over here. Don't worry about it. It's funny because, like, if you look at his picture and look at his toy, whatever you want to look at,
yeah,
just don't look south.
No.
If you look at Granimir, what's funny about his getup is, it's like, how in the world does he get that helmet on and off?
Right.
And so it's like, it's clearly, so, you know, because that's the thing. Are the horns, is that his head?
Yeah.
Or is that the helmet?
The helmet, exactly.
Ooh. Inquiring minds want to know.
You know,
that's what I want to know.
I'm just saying don't look down because that's how you do see the dragon balls. Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z and X.
This is how you find the Dragon Balls.
That's right.
You go see Granimir and you just look.
That's right. You just go look.
I found them. There they are, the Dragon Balls.
I found them.
Soul.
Yeah, it's hard to understand if that is helmet or if that is head with his horns.
That should be the next mega. Because
if it is, it should be next megapole. Yep. It should be it because the thing is that if it's his actual horns growing out of his head, that's probably why he never gets the helmet off because it's grown around his helmet.
Ooh. I like that idea. So, a little gross too.
Right, it is gross.
Yeah.
And that would hurt.
Or it's just part of the hat, and he's just wicked into it.
That's
like,
right.
I look good.
I'm a Vikings fan. What can I say?
Listen.
Go Kirk Cousins.
I'm a nudist, except for the top of my head.
I'm a nudist.
I'm a 99% nudist.
That's right. And it's funny that you're saying this as I'm like looking at this eBay picture.
Yes.
Like, great.
Look at that.
like
zoom in on his head. Can you click on that picture? I want to see if we think. And for anybody who's kind of like, hey, guys, no, not cool. Look up a picture of Granimir, the classics toy. It's a hard call. I almost say that they're part of the helmet and not his head.
Although,
who's to say if they don't go beyond? That's tough.
I don't know.
That's tough. We could talk more about his helmet and his other accoutrement.
That's right.
On the coming up segments, I think we're going to start lead off with...
the toy.
I tried to do Pee Wee.
I think your voices are too wrecked and deep to do Pee Wee voices. That's pretty good. I used to totally rock a Pee Wee voice way back in the day when I was young. Clearly today I cannot.
No, your Pee Wee Herman days are behind
That's
you.
That's right.
The toy. We'll make this real simple.
Super simple. There was no vintage toy.
Yeah.
That would have been wicked cool.
I remember having that classic like 80s kid sensibility. I mean, the same vein where we talked about like other things. Like, wouldn't it be cool if there was a D&D movie? You know, and all this stuff.
Yep.
But for them to do a Granimir toy, they weren't ready. They weren't thinking that way. And we weren't getting one.
No.
And so as a kid... I don't remember actively being like, we should get a Granimir, But I remember seeing other dragon toys and being like, man, I wish He-Man had a dragon.
That's right. Yeah. And then they started going pre-Eternia. And it was like, okay, right? This could happen. And then, nope.
Well, we know why it couldn't have. Because they couldn't put like belly-mounted cannons on him, you know? Two little like pistols where That's his right. nipples are. Two, 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 two.
I'm a pea shooter.
I'm a pea shooter. Dude, that would have been what Rio rides in on That's in right. the back of Granomir.
Oh, wise Granomir.
I'm using this helmet as my handles.
Who needs handlebars when you got a helmet?
That's right.
But look at him. I mean, so the toy.
The toy. So the Motuk. Is that how you want to say it?
Motuk.
Motuk. The Motu Classics
yep.
Came out with two versions of Granomir.
Dose!
So they, on shelves, was the red version, which is what most people know of Granomir.
Because yep.
of the Filmation, because he was red in the Filmation.
Yep.
But if you're familiar with his mini comic, which mm-hmm. we will get into in a little bit, he was not red. He was green.
See?
And so there was a PowerCon exclusive, I believe from 2016, that he came out. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I thought it was 2016. But he was green. Yep, 2016 PowerCon exclusive. And he's yep. green. And obviously, exact same mold. Looks wicked cool.
Yeah, and you're dropping a cool $200.
Yeah. It looks like on the 140, yeah. I mean, maybe. It's these are all sold versions. We're looking at eBay right now. Plug yeah. to eBay. You know, the green ones usually, which is weird because they're more rare.
Right.
But they're actually cheaper than what the red version is.
I think it's a supply and demand. People probably want more of the red.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I'd take either one.
Totally. I would.
Although the green one looks a lot like a gremlin.
That's true.
Wearing a hat.
That's true. But I think when somebody sees the green one, they're going, who's that? You know, but somebody sees a red one, it's like, oh, I kind of remember that as a kid. And what about, oh, it was Granomir. Okay, that's yeah. right. You know, so, but no, I mean, the green one goes for like $100, $150, somewhere around there. The red ones go from $250 to $350, depending on the, you know, on the shape of everything. Even loose, they're like $285.
That's a buy it now.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah.
But that was sold for $285.
I kind of want a Granomir now.
I do.
I'm not kidding.
They're
you know
so
why?
Cool.
Because I want to, and I, this is a self plug, but I do want to get a Granomir so we can like reenact scenes from the mini comic that we did.
Yes.
With the wonderful art of Lee Bachma and everyone else.
That would be, Fighters. Yeah, if you've never seen that. And again, shout out to Lee Bachma on doing Granomir's voice, man.
Yeah.
Like, holy smokes. That yes. was so good.
Yes. And we had our own take on the voices.
Yeah.
We weren't trying to copy the cartoon.
No. Yeah, it wasn't like he was trying to mimic anybody.
No.
It just came out awesome.
It was so fun.
Super impressed.
But yeah, I mean, looking at him, it's like, yeah, he has that classic like big round belly and he's got the long arms and legs and he's got that wicked looking tail too. I think the tail's poseable from what I can tell.
Yeah, I think it's all, I mean, for the most part, it's...
There's no real... Look at the detail on
that
guy.
Gosh, it's so cool, man.
Does his mouth open? I don't think it does.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wicked cool though.
Yeah.
Got the cool little wings. His arms and legs are very articulate.
No action feature to speak of. His action feature is just existing.
That's right. I just sit around and eat carbs.
But he looks super poseable. Wrists, elbows, legs, yep. hips. I mean, it's funny because there's no shots of his back of his backside. You can't see. I mean, I thought there was a tail. The box art shows a tail.
That's a good question.
I do wonder. Go Google search that. Dragon's butt. There you see what we get.
Granomir back end.
I don't want that to see what happens.
Yeah, he's got a tail.
Where is it? Let me see that tail. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Blip.
See, so the thing is, so as kids, yes, I mean, I briefly thought, oh, it'd be really cool if He-Man had a dragon, which when they did have those dinosaurs, you know, that's what my mind just got melted.
Right.
They have a terror, is it pterodactyl?
Yeah, it was, what did they call that?
I thought it was turbodactyl.
Turbodactyl, yep.
It was turbodactyl, and man, I want one of those. Gosh, so bad. So I would. Cool. Dude, but yeah, Granomir's right in there, just a giant figure, and he's tall too.
Yeah, he's a big old hunk of plastic, you know. You see people have those on the shelf and you're just like,
yeah,
I see how it is.
Yeah,
you got money.
I want a Granomir. If anybody's wondering what to get me for Christmas,
that's right, let's pool all of our money together,
red or green. I am not hung up on it, But yeah, just a cool figure.
Cool figure.
There's no real action feature to speak of other than bestowing wisdom upon He-Man.
That's right.
and wearing a sweet looking helmet
and having just wicked cool, like, gosh, his face is so cool.
It looks really neat. I will say this. The helmet design always threw me off as a kid because it almost looked like one of those like World War II looking like Nazi helmets. Oh, it does. Like all he's missing is the little spike on top, like the Red Baron.
That's right.
It looks almost like a, like it doesn't, it goes over the ears. It's, I don't know. Like it, it's a great look. But as a kid, I was like, that looks like one of those like Colonel Klink looking.
That's right. Colonel Klink. That's great.
The horns help break up the.
That's right.
The design though.
Cool. But either way. Cool toy. Oh, look at this pose. Sorry.
Look at that.
Like, don't mind me. I'm
taking a dragon deuce. That's you got the wings?
Oh, man. See, this guy's doing it right, man. He's got the fire pit.
Dude.
See, that's awesome.
That's, dude, put that, we're save that to, picture
we're
now.
Gonna, we're going to post that.
Put that up on the site. But
whoever this guy is, I want to be my friend.
Will you be our friend? But yeah, hands down, one of the coolest characters. I mean, as far as like the show goes and like some of the like the story arcs that are, that have been involved, we'll get into that too with the cartoon and the comic as well. But oh, look at that shot.
Jeez. Dude.
Okay, well that's cool. Hey, we'll put these pictures up on the site.
Yeah, we're gonna link this.
The bad part is we're seeing this and you're not, so we won't do that to you. But check out the Facebook page and our website, MakeEterniaGreatAgain.podbean.com. And with that being said, I think we're going to move on to
the cartoon.
Woo! Le cartoon.
There it is.
Le cartoon. There Here I am, sitting at the bench with a cigarette with my friend, Jeff Harry, and we're going to watch Le Cartoons.
That's so good. Man. It's incredible how good you are at that. You're like, yeah, I took French. Well, that doesn't make any sense. You don't learn how to have... speak English through a French,
but you watch a lot of French like films and stuff too, and it's like, oh, look at us, we are here, and you are there.
Face it, you know, you just watched a lot of Beauty and the Beast back in the day.
That's all I did. It's Lumiere. That's, right. That's all my Lumiere. French accents is from. So the cartoon.
We're gonna go a little different today.
Uh oh.
So
we're gonna zig when you think we're gonna zag.
That's right. Sorry if I interrupt you.
No, hit it.
But. Okay, so he was in 4 appearances of the MOTU filmation. The Dragon's Gift, which we'll talk about in a second. The Return of Granamir. Disappearing Dragons. Battle of the Dragons.
Man.
So those 4, which is kind of shocking because that's quite a bit for a dude who never had a toy.
Right.
But we're going to go a little oddball today. And he was actually in another cartoon on a part of... Nope. No,
Silverhawks.
No. Oh, man, that'd be sweet.
Shirt Tales.
No, Shirt
Tales.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about Shirt Tales.
Granamir's burning down our tree. And the little shirt says, right. Like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. But we're going to talk about him on the She-Ra series.
Whoa.
I figured we would change things up a little bit because the most notorious version of Granamir is from The Dragon's Gift. And that was the introduction of him. And that's actually a little segue into the mini comic as well. But so I thought that we'd do stuff a little bit different instead of doing The Return of Granamir, because that sounds kind of weird because it's like, oh, Granamir part 2, you know. So I was like, let's do Dark Smoke and Fire, which was on what they call POP, Princess of Power. And so I thought, let's just go ahead and dive into that. So I watched that episode and it was good. I forgot how much I like watching She-Ra.
Well,
you know, like I remember growing up thinking like, oh man, I never watched She-Ra. But I was like, no, I did. I watched it a lot because I was like, I was always like hunkered in, like waiting for He-Man to pop out because he did. They crossed over quite a bit. But, you know, it's still fun, you know. And
it has legit, it's almost better story writing.
It is, yeah. And again, like She-Ra's sword is so much cooler than He-Man's. It's like, gosh, how come He-Man's doesn't do anything? Like, all he does is like open up a can of tuna.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. Cuts a rock in half.
That's right, that's about it, you know. But hers, like, does all sorts of stuff.
Or he puts it back in one hand, remember that?
That's right. What are you going to do? Am I going to strike you with my left, strike you with my right?
Which hand's it going in? You don't even know.
You don't even know. I'm ambidextrous. Look out.
He drops it. Oops.
Okay, I lied. I'm not good at lying either.
Hold up my foot.
But anyway, so Dark Smoke and Fire was actually a very entertaining episode. And it also starred one of our most favorite characters of the whole world, Modulock.
Why are you going to do that to us? Why are you going to put something good in with something bad?
That's right. It was so horrible. So
hey, he did kids, do you like ice cream? Yay! And do you like poop? What?
You're getting a cone full of poop.
What? Why would you ask if I liked ice cream?
Well, it kind of looks like it. No.
Anyway.
Anyways, Modulock wasn't starring in it, but he did have a significant role in it. So what it is it starts off where Adora is planning on going over and having a get-together with Adam and Marlena over on Eternia.
Sure.
And so with Light Hope is able to create a portal for them to travel back and forth from
Eternia to
Etheria.
Who and talks so, like this?
That's right.
Hello.
And so Hordak is like, obviously, you know, forgets that, or doesn't understand that Adora is She-Ra, you know, but he's like, somehow She-Ra is getting back and forth to Eternia and He-Man's getting back and forth to Etheria. He's like, I found out that they use a portal. Like, he figured that out, but didn't figure out that they're one and the same person. Either way,
he's stupid smart.
Or so smart, he's stupid. Like, Modulock, I want you to create something for me that's going to disrupt that portal so that when She-Ra goes into the portal, it throws her off balance, and then she will land somewhere else and then won't be able to come back, and we'll never have to deal with her again.
Oh.
And Modulock's got it, you know. So he builds a rocket, and basically it starts off with that, and then Adora's sitting there, and she's talking to Light Hope through her little gem of her sword. And so she's like, okay, I'm ready to go to Eternia. And Light Hope's like, okay, here we go. We're going to start this portal. So they do, and she casually strolls in. And this is my favorite part. So then it, like, notifies this rocket, like, starts glowing. And Hordak's like, the portal's been started. You know, it's time to go. So Modulock, like, hits the button. It flies through their building, and a trap door opens up, flies out, which I thought was funny. Anyways, but what's cool is as the portal's closing, the rocket threads the needle, and I just did a hand gesture.
You did. We can't do that again for me, Jeff. Good.
That's how kids are made.
I had trouble picturing that mentally.
You get what I'm saying. Anyways, so the rocket goes through the portal, and what was so good was it shows Adora floating in like this, like, you remember like the 80s, like, yes, space posters of, yes, like galaxies all over the place and stuff. And
they're
like,
all cattywampus, exactly, and rotating, exactly, for some reason.
And there's like a slide in the back, you know, just all these weird.
Did it have,
like,
that beep, 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 beep?
Exactly.
Beep,
that's what it was. It's like, look at this. Exactly. And what's so funny is it shows Adora, and she's like kicked back with her arms behind her head and her legs crossed, you know, like she's like laying in the grass.
Traveling style.
But she's just, that's what it was. She almost said that exact thing verbatim. So she's flying backwards with her hands cocked back in her head, and she's like,
how I would fly if I could.
Maybe. That's right. She's like, this is the only way to travel. Look at me. I'm so, you know, she says something to that extent.
I'm so privileged.
Exactly. And she's like, this is the way to do it, you know? And all of a sudden, like, whoa, what's that? This rocket goes shooting by her, and it kind of throws her off balance, and she's like, what's going on? And she's like, there was a Hordak symbol on there, of course, because he's all about branding.
All about branding.
And
whatever you do, put a,
that's right,
red bat, sure,
put
on
a,
there.
Put a red bat on there.
We rebranded for a reason.
That's right. That's right. Put that sticker on there right now, or I swear to God, you're fired.
Modulock puts it on backwards.
So anyway, so the rocket, like, blows up, sends her in this big spiral.
That's the best he could do to interrupt a portal, was make a bomb.
And it threads the needle, and it explodes inside, and it throws her in this big spiral. And so she lands on this planet, doesn't know where she's at. But she also lands in the midst of some controversy. There's a scandal going on. And so basically there's a dude getting chased by other dudes. And they're like, you're a dragon lover, you know, kill him, you know. And so they're chasing after him. And she's like, well, this doesn't seem fair, but it also seems like a time for She-Ra. you know, and she comes down, da da da. Now all of a sudden she's She-Ra. So she's saving this guy because they're about to kick his butt.
To the tune of "He's a Dragon Lover."
That's right. That's so funny. But so anyway, so she breaks up the fight. They like try to wrestle with her. Exactly. They're like, "We don't know who you are, but we're gonna beat you up," you know. And
sounds nice.
Exactly. Sounds nice. Welcome to our planet.
Did she land in Jacksonville, Florida?
That's great.
That's what it
and then
like.
Boom, all of our Florida fans are gone.
We don't know who you are. We're going to beat you up.
We're going to beat you up. Come here. But
they
so
break
their
arm.
Yeah. So she ends up, you know, beating them up pretty good. And in the midst of all that, they go running away because all of a sudden here comes this dragon. And he comes flying out of nowhere. Had a name. Forget what it is. It's not Granomir, though. But they're in this land of where all the... So Darksmoke is where all the dragons are. And yeah. So Granomir oversees all the... You know, he's the most powerful dragon.
But Darksmoke's just a part of Eternia.
Correct.
Okay.
And so you're catching on.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So anyways, so the dragon sees She-Ra and this dude. I forgot to say that the dude tripped over a rock and slapped his head. So he's concussed.
Classic.
And he's laying out. And so She-Ra's like, oh no, here comes this dragon. He's probably going to try to hurt this man. So she starts fighting the dragon. And the dragon's like blowing, you know, fire at her. And she turns her sword into a shield and all this other stuff.
Just showing
and
off.
And so
now.
The dude wakes up and he's like, no, Steve the dragon, whatever your name is.
I'm a dragon lover.
Yeah, I'm a dragon lover. He's like, don't do that. She saved me. And he's like, what? And she's like, I thought you were trying to hurt him. And he's like, I thought you were trying to hurt him too. And so they're like, oh, we're friends.
Do you see what happens in life, people? So much of this
That's
is misunderstanding.
Right. It was.
Don't fight the dragon.
Exactly. And you can see the moral of the story here. So anyways, so then she's like, I have some questions of where I am. And he's like, well, there's only one way to find out. Let's go talk to the most important dragon of all, Granomir. But he doesn't say Granomir. So they go to the lair.
He's the only one of us that wears a helmet.
That's right. So they go to the lair. There's the fire pit. He comes out of the fire pit. And she's like, ooh, Granomir. And he's like, how do you know my name? And she's like, oh, you know, because of He-Man and Man-at-Arms and Orko. She's like, we've never met, but... You know, they've told me about you. And he's like, I don't know a He-Man.
Friend of a friend.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know a He-Man, Man-at-Arms, or an Orko. And so she's like, well, clearly you do. They've talked to you before. And so he's like, here, something's going on. Let me look into your brain. So he like does this like ray at her face.
That's his action feature.
Exactly. And so he's like, exactly. So he starts like picking her brain apart and he sees like these images of He-Man, Man-at-Arms, and Orko. But then he also sees images of Skeletor and Hordak. And he's like, okay. And then like through those images, he's now realized that was Eternia, but 1,000 years into the future. So she's fallen 1,000 years into the past of Eternia.
Man, Modulok, look what you did.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't knock her off someplace. You knocked her off somewhere.
Put her in the past, exactly.
Dork.
What a dork. But anyways.
Right.
the only thing you can get right is sucking.
Your face is a butt. You poop out of your face.
Your face when you said. It was so good. Oh my gosh, that was great. You just look like a 14-year-old, like eating like Fritos, like on the locker room. Like, oh,
your face is a butt.
Anyway. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so not to drag out this story too long, but basically.
Not to dragging it out.
Right. Ooh.
I'm here all day.
Anyways, so. Granomir lets her know, hey, you're just stuck in the past. We'll figure this out. With his magic and the magic of the
head rock guy that hit the ground,
Grayskull. No. With
so Grayskull's around,
right? Ooh. So now they're like, well, not I guess, but basically, well, she's able to use her sword. So you would imagine.
Oh yeah, it's like
so,
Wi-Fi.
So he's like basically with your sword and with
my magic,
we're gonna be able to get you back. We'll figure it out. In the meantime, there's some rumbling going on. There's this old dude who's kind of like. Pre-Skeletor, pre-Hordak, he wants to take over the world and everything of Eternia. And so he like starts this fight between the dragons and the humans. And so they get mixed up in the middle of it. And anyways, so they start this big war between the humans and the... And so She-Ra's like, okay, that's it. I'm stopping this war. And so she just casually takes her sword and just goes chunk into the ground and it... splits the earth
Whoa.
Splits the world. Like, you know, and there's like this big canyon now between the humans and the dragon. And so basically there's this big moral there of like, you know, I need to break you guys up. You know, you guys are fighting for no reason, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, they started it. Yeah, no, you did. And
you
anyways, so then they end up finding out that it was all because of this old dude and everything. And so they like stop him and because he was like taking power from the dragons and all this other stuff. And there's more to it.
There's a lot going on.
There was
a
lot going on. I don't want to take it. I don't want to explain it all word for word. But
No.
But essentially, so She-Ra stops the old man. The people, the other humans saw that they were duped by this old man. And so then they feel bad, you know, for the dragons and stuff and how they're treating them and everything. And so then they end up going back over to Granomir. Granomir's like, yep, okay, we figured this out. We're taking my magic, taking your sword, and we're shoving you off back over to Etheria. And she's like, okay, great. So then she goes, and then she's like, before I leave, can I make a pit stop on the way? And he's like, no problem. So then she walks through the portal, and then they show they're back in Hordak's lair with Modulok, and Hordak's like, you did a good thing there, you know, Modulok. It's been 2 days since she's been gone, and I don't think she's coming back. So let's make more of those rockets so we can do this again if anybody else tries to do this again. Mm-hmm. So he's like, all right, cool. So then he's like, download all that to a disc and then use that disc to make more rockets. And so he's like, all right. So then Modulok takes the disc and he like looks over his shoulder to like give it over to Hordak without looking at him. And the portal opens up and She-Ra grabs it. And she's like, thank you. I'll take that, and walks away. And then Modulok and Hordak are mad at each other. Like, it's because of you. She ruined everything and stuff. And
he can't make another one because once it's done, it's done.
That's done. Exactly.
The lazy writing.
Exactly.
I swear to God.
So, I mean, overall, and then that was basically it. She goes back to Etheria and that was it. So there's lots of mention of He-Man and all this other stuff, but he obviously wasn't in it. But a
1,000-year time travel to Granomir pre him knowing anything.
Exactly.
But then, and that's funny because like he didn't mention any of that when he met He-Man.
No.
Anyway.
No, he's whatever. Like, you have a twin sister.
She helped stop a war.
That's right. She helped stop a war. Yeah, so obviously the whole moral of the story is like, you know, don't pick fights and start wars and stuff with people when you just off of assumptions of stuff, you know.
Right.
And it was kind of cool. But it was a fun episode.
It sounds fun.
Yep, it was a lot of fun.
I'm poking fun, but it sounds like a legit fun episode.
It was a lot of fun.
And how neat to see She-Ra talking to Granomir. And as a kid, you're like, what?
Right.
Oh, what is going on? How is this world? Running around just screaming. That's like, right. I can't believe the crossover.
It's so cool because he always comes out of that fire like,
yeah.
You know, and then he like, just sits down all fat.
Exactly. Dude, you gotta get outside more.
Exactly. It's like, what? No, I have a elliptical machine that I hang my clothes on back here.
You can tell by my arms and legs I do cardio. This is a fuel that's one of those bikes you lay down on. This is a fuel tank for a dragon loving machine. And the dragon lover's like, ding.
That's right. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
What a fun show. So there's not only there's 4 He-Man episodes and 1 She-Ra, or there's 3 He-Man and 1?
4 and 1.
Wow. There's so, 5
different.
So Granomir's
in there 5 times.
So yeah, I mean, clearly a recurring character.
Yep.
No classic, with no vintage toy.
Yep. And so a little bit of trivia. Uh-oh. Did you know who did Granomir's voice?
Oh gosh. It sounds a little bit like the Skeletor voice.
Nope.
Who
not
is it?
Alan Oppenheimer. It's John Irwin.
Is that He-Man?
That's He-Man.
Well, you're kidding. Right. It is He-Man. Yep. He sounds like Adam a little bit.
Exactly.
Almost.
A little bit like Adam.
Yep. Yes. You're right. So he did Granomir's voice as well.
He did.
Wow.
Good old John Irwin, man.
So
he did everybody.
Did he do everybody, though?
He did a bunch, man.
He did He-Man, Adam, Granomir. Who else?
He did. Well, he did a bunch of the background characters.
Yes, I know that.
Because I always sound like a nerdy Adam, a nerdier Adam. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Exactly. You, villager what number you, 7.
What do you think we should...
do you want me to do?
That reminded me of another scene of this cartoon. Was like when the old man was like, we need to start a war. And they're like, yeah, dragons suck. You know, and this one guy goes, I don't know. I think maybe we should talk about it. You know, like it just seems weird that we're just starting a war out of nowhere. And then the old man's like, shut up. You know nothing. And they're all like, yeah.
And they throw him out a window.
It was so funny. It was like, I don't know about this. I think maybe we should talk about it. It's like his voice of reason. And everybody's like, shut up, pitchforks.
That was a future prediction of today.
That's right.
Hey, maybe we should slow down.
Fast forward to 2020.
Kill him! That's right. He disagreed with us.
Oh my gosh, it
that
was so good.
That is hilarious.
It was so good.
Oh, dude. And that's a fun one, too.
It was fun.
Way
was
to
really,
go to a different
really
cartoon.
Good. Yeah, I was like, you know what? They talk about Eternia. We're making Eternia great
there.
Again.
It's in there.
It was pre-Eternia in a way.
And she stopped a potential war that could
that's
have
right.
had
oh my
giant
gosh, could
ramifications.
You imagine? Marlena would have never landed there.
Right.
Oh,
thanks,
holy
She-Ra.
Smokes. Yep, it's all She-Ra.
Tell you what.
She was fixing stuff before they even needed to be fixed.
Before you even knew what was going
that's
on.
That's right. Way
Adam.
To go.
Lump. Well, I guess with that one, we can move on to the
comic.
Oh, strap in, guys.
All right, here we go.
Comic books. Funny books.
What a thing.
For children.
Wouldn't it be funny if comic books were just like books just of like Dave Chappelle,
yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Exactly.
Like all these comics.
Exactly.
Like real funny.
This isn't great. This is boring now. No. And they're not just for kids. They're for you and me.
That's right.
They're for everybody.
We're still kids at heart. Everybody
dingus.
Is. You dingus.
And the mini comic that we're talking about that involves Granimir. It's called The Dragon's Gift.
Yes.
There was some phraseology I was playing with where I was like, was it called Gift of the Dragon? Wasn't that the movie with Leroy?
I don't know.
That was the last dragon.
That was the last dragon.
Leroy.
There you go.
Show enough.
That's right.
Remember that
Leroy
one?
Leroy Jenkins.
And then there's Leroy Jenkins.
That's
there's
right.
a lot of good Leroys out there.
There is.
Yeah.
That Leroy Jenkins video is like so
Leroy.
Like,
Leroy Jenkins.
My kids do that all the time. I'll be inside like washing a dish or something like that, and then I'll see my kids out in the backyard playing, and I'll just hear
screaming.
Leroy Jenkins. You just see a kid running across the yard with a stick and a helmet on.
Yes.
I'm like, yep, that's my kids.
That was one of the best, like, and that video is kind of old now. It's like 10
it's
years
been,
old.
Been
I mean,
a while,
it's,
yeah.
yeah. And that was probably one of the best internet, like.
Oh, gosh, it was great. Whoever Leroy Jenkins is, I wish I could high five him because.
1,000 angels, sir.
That's right.
Carry you to your
giving
me
so many laughs.
Oh, dude. But this is not Leroy Jenkins.
Nope.
This is the gift. This is not the gift of Leroy Jenkins. This is the dragon's gift.
The dragon's gift.
And so the synopsis of this, and this is where I love this because this plays to some of the things that we've poked fun of a whole bunch, but it plays the story starts off really, if you want to look at the villain of the story,
yeah,
it's really King Randor.
Oh, okay.
Because what happens in the comic and in the cartoon of the same name is they're holding court. You know,
yep.
And King Randor's like, where's my useless son?
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
Where is my shame? That where's pink tights? Where is he?
You'll get this from your mother's side. It would never happen from my
your
son.
Brother's a waste and so's our son. So he shows up and then King Randor's like giving him the business. He's like, you suck. You
that's
know
so
it.
Funny.
And then some like random dude comes in to pay a visit to the kingdom. And he has in tow with him like this gift, and it's like underneath a little cloth, and he's walking in.
So he's FedEx.
Yeah, he's kind of FedEx guy, kind of like the Amazon, like the blue trucks driving all over town.
There you go.
And King Randor, immediately, his hubris and his love of like stuff just get him. He's like, ooh, a present? It's for me. I know
course,
it is.
I'm the king.
And this guy who nobody knows, and this is where I'm like, first of all, what is the protocol in this castle to just show up randomly, Randorly?
No security. Randorly. That's great.
And nothing. Nobody pats this guy down. Nobody like looks at him once and goes, hey, man, I don't know this guy. Who is this dude? So he rolls up. He's like, I have a gift for you. And it's like, oh, that laugh sounds familiar. Oh, well. Anyway, give me the gift.
Oh, well. Where have I heard that laugh before?
Give me
it's your mother.
Give me the exactly.
That evil woman.
The laugh has a sound like it's coming from a face with no flesh on it whatsoever.
Of
must
course.
Be your mom.
Must be.
And so the gift is shown. They take the cloth off, and it's a little stone. I guess in the comic, it's a crystal bust of King Randor.
Oh.
And King Randor, this is in the cartoon, but I believe in the comic, it's a similar reaction where it's like, he's like, ooh, it's beautiful because it's him.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, King Randor. Now, I am confusing the cartoon with the comic because in the comic, it was an amulet.
Okay.
To give to the king. But same thing.
Same thing.
He wants that neck bling.
That's
like,
right. That's what it is. That's what it is.
I love it. It'll go well with my sleeves.
It goes so good with the sleeves.
And so what happens in the comic is this amulet is meant for the king. But instead, it touches or it hits Man-at-Arms instead. It
Ooh.
Touches Man-at-Arms. And Man-at-Arms turns into a statue. And so they're like, oh, crap. We don't know what to do.
Yeah, right.
My dad's dead. Credits.
Credits.
And King Randall's like, I got a cool statue for my, that's for my right. courtyard.
And that's when Teela brought upon the heroin addiction. Exactly. She no longer had a father.
Exactly. He-Man went on a murderous revenge spree for killing his friend.
Exactly. He had the best mustache.
You killed my friend. I can't even grow a mustache.
Skeletor's like, oh, crap.
Oh, no.
I just wanted Randor.
I just wanted his throne. So what happens is they have to consult the sorceress on what to do.
Sure. Like,
the man at arms has been turned into a statue. He's the only guy that knows how to put a heart inside of a blender.
Randor's like, put him on top of the piano.
Exactly.
He would look good up there. Thank you. Keep going.
Have him watch me when I sleep.
Watch me when I sleep.
King Randor, you're got a problem.
Put him next to my toilet to hold my roll.
So He-Man and Teela are basically told to go to Granomir. That's okay. What the sorceress's advice is. She's like, man, this is a beyond, to quote Gandalf, this foe is beyond any of us. I cannot help you. Good job.
Wow.
Go to Granomir. He's going to help you up. He's the oldest and wisest dragon in all of Eternia.
So she's like discarding it. Like, this is beyond me.
She's literally doing
you
the...
You done messed up,
she's
AA
delegation.
Run.
She's delegating this one. Nice. She's like, I can't do it. And then they're like... in the cartoon, they're like, tell us where he lives. She's like, I can't. She's wow. like, I promised them I wouldn't directly tell you where he lives. You got to go on this like miniature
and
quest.
You know me about holding secrets. Can't do it.
I'm bad at it.
I'm bad.
But in the comic, so they're told to go find Granomir. And they're after some trouble with a few trolls. They find his cave. So,
right, because the trolls actually protect his cave.
His cave. So they get into his cave. And... this is where the cartoon and the comic are almost synonymous. So, he agrees to help them. If he does something in return for him, he wants them to go cut down. In the comic, they call it the Tree of Life.
Okay.
In the cartoon, they called it the Sky Tree.
Oh, that's right.
And the thing had a face.
That's right.
What is it with these people?
No, don't cut me down. Shut up.
Please don't do it.
Chink.
You're getting murdered. Chink. Anyway, this tree is bleeding. Is that normal?
It's fine. He'll eventually shut up when he bleeds out.
So in the comic, it's called the Tree of Life, which now we're getting biblical up in this
Yikes.
Business.
Like, no
you know
kidding.
That you know that tree that Eve took fruit off of? Yeah, I guess.
Kill it.
Cut it down.
Burn it.
He means like, I think I might go to hell for this, but I guess I got to do
it. But my feet are cold.
We're burning that. And I need to know how to look at a mustache.
That's right.
So he's told to go to the tree, cut it down, and bring it to him. He wants the tree because He-Man's strong. So they go to do this. And once again, the cartoon and the comic kind of break here. In the comic, a manticore. They're going crazy, like medieval on this. Manticore.
That's a good band name.
Lion head, scorpion tail. What the heck?
Let's do it.
Dude.
Holy smokes.
You see a manticore coming at you, it's game over.
That's right.
Game
I forgot I have errands. You run away.
You see a manticore, you're like, dude, I don't care this much.
That's right. Can I be your... Yeah.
I can make new friends. I can make...
That's right. Not worth it.
I can make a new friend. Teela, you're grown.
That's
you're
right. Fine. Yeah, on your own.
So a manticore is guarding the tree. In the cartoon classic, they're like, manticore, clearly a demon. We're right. not going to...
Can't be a good guy.
We're not going to do this. But it's so funny because they still had a gateway to hell, which is where Whiplash lives.
That's right. That's so funny.
Hey, you know where Satan lives? Yeah, hell? Yeah, so Whiplash lives That's there,
The lizard dude, he's down there.
He lives there, too. It's his house.
It's so funny.
So a manticore is guarding the tree in the comic. In the cartoon, it is, without a joke, it's a leprechaun, but it was like a tree leprechaun, like a...
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I forgot how they played with it. It was like a treplicon or something like that.
Yeah.
A Decepticon, I think.
Decepticon. That sounds about right.
And it was like this leprechaun, and he sticks a bunch of wolves on him in the cartoon. He's like, and I have some wolf friends. Eat them.
Nice.
But in here, it's a manticore, and in the comic, He-Man... kicks its butt. That basically is like, oh, sweet. I'll punch a lion. Pshaw!
Nice.
Cuz comics.
Cuz comics. That's right.
This is the wisdom that we're dealing with people who write laws, where it's like, don't put it in the cartoon. It can be in the comic. That's fine.
That's right.
But not in the cartoon. So the tree, which is a sentient tree in the comic, which is just like the cartoon, is like, hey, man, cut me down. That's cool. And He-Man's like, all right.
It's about to happen.
We're going
to
do this. You know how I carry an axe around?
This is why. It's not to kill people. It's to kill trees.
It's my little...
I hate nature.
You know how some bands, some artists will have like another stage name they perform under? Mine's, you know, He-Tree-Killer.
He-Tree-Killer.
Tree-Man.
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 Tree-Man. That's pretty good.
And so he gets ready to chop the tree down. He's like,
puts a flannel shirt on. Here we go.
Call some blue ox over. Battle cat, sit this one out. Hits an ox with his sword. Eats a bunch of pancakes. Cracks his knuckles. Presses wild flowers.
Oh my gosh. Battle cat, sit this one out.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay.
Oh my gosh.
And so He-Man's getting ready to cut the tree down. But then He-Man's a barbarian, but he's also a barbarian with a conscience.
That's right. And a big old heart.
And he's like, man, I can't do this. This tree's talking at me. It's got eyes. It's looking at me. Bling, bling, bling. I'll die for your mustachioed friend that makes abominations. That's
right. I'm just the tree of life, but if it brings back your friend,
I'm one of a kind.
That's right. I guess it's okay.
Yeah. What did Man at Arms do last? Give a robot a heart and make it want to kill itself?
No, actually, he took my blender and put a dog's face on it. It was awesome.
Kill me.
We have to bring him back.
Kill me.
Kill me.
Master, kill me. And so the He-Man's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And the great thing is, like, he cannot take a life to save one. He won't do it.
Deep.
I can't take a life to save one.
Wow.
And that's when in the comic, it takes a weird turn. Zodak lands and goes, but I can, and shoots the tree right in the head. Bang! Keeping the balance.
I was like, I don't know.
And then he flew off.
On his toilet.
He flew off on his toilet chair.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were serious for a second. Keeping the balance. Blap.
Kadeesh. No.
Splinters.
Splinters and blood. He's in shocked face. He's got like blood splatter and like tree on his face. He's like, nah.
Like splinters in his face.
Tila died in the... You just took two lives to save one.
Oh my God.
What about keeping the balance? You can't keep the balance. You just threw it off. Where are you going?
Holy crap. Battle Cat is like, the fuck?
Battle Cat just takes off.
This is like a puddle of pee sitting there.
Hey, man. The sword shows up.
Just goes off to the next scene like nothing. He-Man just walks in looking like Hellraiser with splinters in his face.
Carrying the tree. Here you go.
He's got it in a sack. Just dumps it.
What happened?
Stack of toothpicks. Oh.
Zodak.
Zodak flies back by and winks.
Winks. You're welcome.
You're welcome. And Granny's like, that's Zodak. He gets me every time. We were college roommates.
That crazy Zodak. Doing nuts.
Oh, man. Okay, sorry. Catch my breath.
Sorry.
I love the comic so much better than the cartoon.
The comic is better. It's a better story.
Oh.
No. Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, that wasn't real?
No, that was mine. That was fan fiction. He can't take a life to save one.
So we got all deep and serious.
And here he puts his axe down. He's like, I'm not doing it. He returns and tells Granamir of his failure. It's a good theme for this week.
No kidding.
And the old dragon proclaims, aha! Little Old Testament action here for you. This was a test to see if you were merciful and wise. And you've done well. The dragon provides them with a spell to save Man-at-Arms. And they don't do it.
And
they crumble it up and throw it away.
I'll just keep that spell for later.
And they ransom it. How much is this worth to you?
Right.
Because that's what, you know, is good business.
That's right.
That's what we've learned today and this week is if you've got anything good, hold it over someone's
head. Kids, gather around. We have a moral for you.
I can't wait to go to high school.
Stay here. Stay as long as you can.
Don't you say that. Don't you ever say that.
His face is
just hairs whapping of his neck.
Exactly.
Ugh.
So the funny thing about this is that's how the cartoon plays out as well.
Correct.
Sky Tree, not Tree of Life. Sky Tree has a face and is like, I'm prepared to die. And that's, he's like, I can't do it.
Kill me.
Do it, He-Man.
Do it.
Oh, and then Sky Tree is like, I'm the oldest tree.
That's
in
right. And because like that's why Granomir wanted him dead. This yeah. is because he was like, I am the oldest being on Eternia besides this tree.
Right.
And so if you go kill it, then I will be the oldest and yep. the coolest.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
And the He-Man's like, that seems weird.
Okay.
Like, who cares who's the oldest?
You right. know? I get more AARP benefits if he's dead.
AARP. Oh my gosh, that's great.
Actually, it would be like ADRP or I don't know, AARD.
AARD. There you go.
Association of Advanced Retired Dragons.
That's so funny.
I did think it was an interesting little like Old Testament biblical kind of like a Binding of Isaac kind of story.
Yeah.
Where it was like. It's like God was like, stop.
That's right.
Don't kill your son.
That's right.
but yeah, so very, very, very kind of a neat little, you know, like a, what's the word, archetypal story.
Yeah, there. That's kind of cool, actually, how they did that.
Yeah. Don't kill the tree.
Don't. Yeah. So what's interesting about it is that how they called it the Sky Tree in the Filmation show.
Yeah.
Because.
Tree of Life.
What's weird, though, is because what's weird about it is this is actually one of the very few comics that was written from the cartoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
nice.
So it usually is the other way around. The mini comic, well, usually they're not even connected.
They don't line up at all.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this time it was the cartoon came out and then they decided to make the mini comic from the cartoon.
Right.
So what's cool about that is that the mini comic was like, let's make this even more biblical.
Yeah.
And let's call it the Tree of Life.
Tree of Life. And,
instead yeah. of the Sky Tree. They're like, Sky Tree? You mean like Sky Clone?
Yeah, Sky Clone.
They're like, dude, it's Cyclone.
Dude, what? Some poor kid's going to pick up on that.
That's right.
Call him that his whole life.
His whole life. And then he's going to end up right. getting a podcast about it.
He's going to say it
still
a bunch.
Still can't drop his friend, it.
His friends are going to make fun of him. He's gonna dial in on it more for some reason. Like his love of Shipwreck.
That's right. Oh.
I love him till I die.
That's right. Till I die.
I don't care. Yeah, but you know what? And once again, we mentioned it. I don't know if we mentioned it in the beginning. Alfredo Alcala was the artist in that. And the art just piggity pops. It's
yeah,
so
man.
Gorgeous.
It's so
looking.
Cool. Well, even the way that he makes all that stuff look alive.
Yeah.
Because there's the one panel where Skeletor is changing from the random dude
the
to
gift
Skeletor.
Giver. Yeah.
Like how to animate that.
Right.
In one panel is incredible.
Yeah.
The way that he does it.
Yeah, with
you know?
His like little like echo kind of.
Yep. Exactly. And it's like you can see him morphing into it. And it's like
dude.
And to do that with one on a mini comic.
Yep.
One panel.
Yep.
Like that's Dude's incredible.
Genius. And it
genius.
Looks gorgeous.
Yep.
And the funny thing about it was, so there's that masterful use of art. And dude, we love Filmation.
Yes.
Love it. We have the book.
Yep.
Talk to Andy Mangels. I mentioned it on Daydream Instruction Manual. We talked about the Filmation Ghostbusters cartoon.
Yeah.
Love Filmation. The thing that's funny, and they say this, is like they were under such tight deadlines that they had to be really kind of like efficient and equitable and like creative, air quotes, with how they did stuff. And the way they disguised Skeletor was he had a robe around him, and then he had like a rubber mask on.
That's right.
like, something's familiar about this guy.
Nope. I'm not that guy. Nope.
Exactly. My name is Steve.
Skelet Steve.
All right.
Yeah, I've heard of you.
Skelet Steve.
Skelet Steve. Aren't you on the news? Yes.
That's me.
That's me. Skelet Steve Benson.
It's just so funny.
But, it is.
But yeah, you probably don't get more quintessential... You know, Motu 80s without the gift of a dragon or the dragon's gift.
Dragon's gift.
I'm
going to
butcher
yeah.
that.
yeah, another Sky Clone.
The drift of a dragon.
The drift of a dragon.
Dragon's
drifting.
Dragon Ranch. The Ranch Burger.
The Ranch Burger. Yes, we pulled it all together.
Gift of a Ranch Burger. That's the next story.
Yes. Oh, man. Look out for that. We are good at making mini comics.
I tell you what. Spin gold here.
That's what we do.
I guess with that, we're going to put a pin in this sucker.
That's right.
Put a fork in this sucker. Want to thank everybody for listening to our show.
Yes. And thank you for all the new fans coming along.
Yeah.
Our Facebook page is always growing, which is amazing. So thank you. Getting more and more downloads of a show, which is also amazing. Yeah, so thank you.
Notice that for sure.
But yeah, so you can check us out a little bit on Instagram.
A little bit on Instagram.
Mainly on Facebook.
Mainly on Facebook. It's just hard to keep up with everything. But looking to do more and more social media stuff. With the YouTube drama, you'll more than likely see us withdraw from that channel. Yeah. We'll probably do some sort of announcement to kind of like formalize all of that. But also a quick shout out to our friends over at Pop Culture Exchange here in town, your destination for pretty much anything collectible and awesome.
Yes.
So be sure to check them out. You can find them online. See, burps, Dr. Pepper.
Burps.
Stay tuned for updates on them. And until next time.
Good journey.
Mega.